Welcome back to the Take What You Need podcast featuring me, your one and only host, Ann Finellis. Thank you for returning. Thank you, new listeners, loyal listeners, people who dip in and out. I get it. But regardless, I'm so happy that you're here. So jumping into the conversation today, I am less than a month away from turning 32 years old. And I feel like so far, I just want to talk about my 30s. I know everyone's online talking about the 30s, us 90, I'm a 93, the 95s are turning 30 this year, and they're probably like, what does this mean? What's going on? Time is slipping away from us. No, but seriously though, 30 is not old. It's actually far from being old. You're actually like at what, 36 more years until you can actually retire if the U.S. government doesn't raise the retirement age once again. Also, thinking about retiring so long from now is mind-boggling because I have to wake up and work every day for a living. What? And pay taxes? What? You mean I have to be an adult until I'm 60? Forever, in other words. But let's just get into it. How are you doing? I'm doing well. I cannot complain, to be quite honest with you. So when I turned 30, it was the year that was so weird for me. I was unemployed. I was laid off from my job that I really loved, and I was actually looking for another position within that job. I was sad, but I had to pivot. I did what I had to do. I did start taking my health seriously because I paid a membership up a year. Like, I paid it a year in full. And I was like, well, I have time. Let me just do something creative. I did grow on TikTok a little bit. I don't have crazy numbers on TikTok. I have less than 1,000 followers on TikTok. But I was consistent with my TikTok. I was creating, applying for jobs, and doing so many things. And also wondering, is this what 30 is going to look like? Unemployed already? Like, starting a new chapter? Unemployed is like, oh, whoa. God, I need the money. I could pivot, but I need the plan. The entire plan. But we have an amazing God who is not going to give us all the details, but we just have to trust him in the decisions that we make, that he will be able to provide for us. If he did it before, he'll do it again. I truly believe in that. So far, as a woman in her early 30s, I've learned so much. I will say, first and foremost, it didn't take me until I'm 30 to see the changes in my body, the changes that are visible within my body. So what I mean by that, like the weight gain, the hormonal acne, the hair loss in certain places. I even had to go see a special dermatologist who specializes in hair loss for men and women to see, girl, what is going on? Like, I know I'm stressed, but there must be something else. And you have to really start taking your health seriously, not when you're 30, but as soon as possible. The best medication for healthcare is preventative care. Things could be prevented if you actually pay attention to it. We have to start listening to our bodies, noticing changes, and actually making a plan behind them. I saw this quote that says that your 40s is payment for what you did in your 30s. And I do believe in that. Everything's a domino effect. If you never cared about your body in your 20s, once you turn 30, you're going to see all that catch up to you. That metabolism has slowed down completely. With my weight gain, it wasn't like dramatic or anything, but I do, my weight normally accumulates around my stomach. Some girls eat, it goes to their thighs, goes to their butt, goes to their face. For me, it goes right to my belly. And I have hip dips, so my hips are there, but they kind of go in, then they go out. So it's not like an 8-figure shape like the other girls and stuff like that. So when I have a pudgy stomach, I look like I have no shape. Also, I have like big breasts. So it's easy for me to look like an up and down square. But when I was losing weight, I was like, whoa, hold up. Now, hold up. I see something. I see little abs. I see a little shape. I see that I'm getting a little sexy. I'm like, I could do this. My unemployment body was T. And I normally don't compliment myself about the way I look, but my body, T. Okay? And I'm trying to get there back. I'm trying to get back there because I kind of, I wouldn't say neglected, but kind of fell off the gym, and it's not too late for me to try again. I'm back going to the gym as actively as possible. I'm going like 3 to 4 times a week. I'm trying to master the Stairmaster. I'm getting an elliptical. I'm lifting because I really want nice arms. There's a photo of me and my friend at a wedding and she works out. She looks amazing and her arms are toned and my arms are not necessarily, you know, the mama who like to cook arms, but it's like, ooh, there is no definition in that arm. So I had to get some definition for my arms for sure. Now, also on top of that, ladies and fellas too, go to your doctor. If you have insurance, go to your doctor. Get that annual checkup. Do that blood work. Start taking some vitamins. Start taking some prebiotics. Start eating healthy. Stop drinking so much. America has a problem when it comes to liquor. We are alcoholics or borderline alcoholics. Slow down with the alcohol. Your body will thank you. What I do now, if it's not a special event, a networking event, I don't drink until the weekends. The weekends for me is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Now, it doesn't mean when it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I'm at the bar guzzling down drinks. I'm drinking in moderation. I'm not drinking when I'm sad. I'm not drinking when I got a lot going on. I'm not drinking to escape. I'm drinking for fun. Also, I want to learn how to make different cocktails. So this is all like, you know, learning for me and whatnot. But even the wine, we live in a country where we just be drinking. Americans are like alcoholics, and a lot of times you think, you know, it's only one drink. Next thing you know, you're 40 and you have an alcohol problem. You're an addict. It's a problem. The next thing I want to talk about with women is hormonal changes. My period is a different period. I'm going to say I get some raging hormones. I'm not talking about I'm angry. I'm talking about something else. It's kind of crazy when I think about it. I'm getting a lot of gray hairs, a lot of body hair that I'm not familiar with. I'm like, I'm not getting old, but I'm getting older. And I'm the chin hairs. When my period is coming, the amount of little chin hairs that I get, and I am a chronic picker. I keep a pick on me. Well, not a pick. What's it called again? The tweezers on me close by. And I'm constantly picking them. And now I have all these little dark marks on my chin and neck from ingrown hairs. I'm currently in the process of looking for a place to do laser hair removal because it's a must. I can't constantly pick it. I have to do something about it. So I'm seeking to get some laser hair removal. I'm going to start with my face and work my way down to the bottom. Because, you know, like, I don't mind my face. I just need to slowly but surely move down. Also, the thing is, I always think about when I have children, how is my body going to change then and there? Because I see so many videos of women who experience postpartum hair loss, postpartum depression, crazy weight gain, like their body just changes completely. And I just wonder, like, how is that going to be when I have kids? Because I do want 2 children on the safe side. 3 if I'm feeling like I want kids, but I do want pets. So that's a main thing for me. I really think about that. And all I can do is try to prevent a lot of things. I do know I'm a late night snacker. I snack late at night. And the problem is when I'm not snacking late at night, I'd eat a dinner out at 7 o'clock. That doesn't work for me. 7 o'clock dinners are not it for me at all. I eat at 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock. I'm hungry and I want to eat a whole meal, not a little meal. If I am eating a little meal, I'm going to need a snack for my snack to go with my other snack. Yeah. I'm not saying I have a food addiction, but I be eating. I be hungry. Moving on to ambitious desires. What do you want out of this life? Out of your romance life, your relationships, your friends and family, career. Like, I realized for me, passive friendships don't really work that well for me. And the problem is, I feel like sometimes I'm the passive friend. It depends. Some days I don't want to talk on the phone. Some days I can yap on the phone until infinity. It's not consistent. But I do realize that when it comes to my friendships, I'm better in person. But I could also do better on the phone, being that I am in a long distance friendship with the majority of my friends. Now, when it comes to the romance, relationships, let's stick to romance. Ladies, a lot of us got to be serious about these men that we want. We cannot waste any more time with men who are just lollygagging around. That's all that I will say about that. I'm a lover girl. I love seeing girls in love, happy in love, not delusionally in love. I'm not a fan of situationships. Those get nowhere. They go absolutely nowhere. It's a waste of time. So reevaluate those relationships. Don't spend a block with that man. It ain't worth it. Your family, it's time to get closer to them. The older you get, the easier it is to distance yourself from family because you do your own thing. Especially when you find a group of friends that you call family. But your core family will always be your family, no matter how good or how bad. They will always be your family. And if you feel as if you're always, you know, there's a conflict, you're not happy with them, they don't listen to you, they're mean, they're this, abusive, whatever, do what you can. And then if it comes to a point where you cannot do it anymore, but you know you tried, it is okay to walk away. Family do be trifling. I will say that for sure. They can and will be trifling. But you got to do what you can. I've seen a few women who are late 20s, early 30s, already freezing their eggs. Now, I have thought about it. And I do think the media does this thing where they say geriatric pregnancies and whatnot. I've talked to a few women who had children at an early age, at a later age, and also nurses too. And having a child is not supposed to be a thing. Oh, well, you're young and you're ripe. You should be having kids now. No, you need to have kids when you're ready. Raising another human is not easy. I witness it. And I thank God that, hey, I'm able to reproduce one day. But when I'm ready, Jesus, I'm ready. Until then, I could wait. Next, I want to talk about your faith, your spiritual life. And I'm going to be more exact. I'm going to talk about Jesus. I'm going to talk about God. He sent his one and only son on earth to die for our sins and rose on the third day. Therefore, we serve a living God. A living God. There's a difference. There ain't no universe. There is a universe, but we have a God of the universe, over the universe, over everything. No matter how high you climb that mountain of success, of whatever achievements you want in life, God is higher than that. There is an afterlife. But you make the decision on where you want to go based on your lifestyle and your decisions. Ladies, we have to start being more serious about our faith and stop floating with the wind about what other people are doing. Once you have your faith locked in with Jesus Christ, your life will change. And no, it will not be perfect. Yes, there will be hardship. Yes, it will be, you know, a journey, but it's a journey worth taking with him than taking alone. And this world will give you a false peace. A sense of peace that's temporary. But Jesus will give you an everlasting peace that will not leave you empty, but will leave you full of joy, full of happiness, full of hope for a future. Again, it will not leave you empty. I had to be serious about that. My faith in my life is my foundation. I'm not saying I'm a perfect person, not the perfect Christian. I do things that I shouldn't be doing and I repent and I ask God to help me so I can turn away and not do those things again. I know I have an anger issue. I know that's not of God. God didn't make me an angry person. I let things make me an angry person. Reevaluate yourself. What have you believing in that's not true? And the thing is, the devil likes to tell you lies that we believe. So I say, pursue Jesus. He's still pursuing you, but pursue him. Turn around and run to him. Stop running away from him. He will help you. It's easier said than done, but once you establish and build a relationship with him, your life will change. You view life from a different perspective, from a godly perspective. It will require you to say no to a lot of things, but guess what? It is what it is. God is not asking you to be perfect. He's asking you to be faithful to him. I've also thought about pursuing a higher education. Something that I do want to do, but I don't want to pay for it. I'm already in debt. And the way this economy is going and the cost of tuition and this president, Yeah, a company gonna have to break the bread for me. I ain't doing it myself. Unless God himself say, hey, daughter, I want you to go to school. I'll take care of it. Or I want you to go to school. I'll do it. Until then, sign me up for the next certificate. Also, ladies, be okay with starting over. Whenever you think this is a final destination, you don't want to start over because you don't want to be embarrassed, start all over. It's okay. As long as you're here, living, breathing, walking, talking, able-bodied, you can start all over. Because there are many journeys you will have to start all over. But again, like I mentioned, you won't have to do it alone. Failure is not final. Keep trying. Keep going. Be honest with yourself. Seek therapy. Seek community. Community is what we need. Community is the most healthy. After God, community is so important. God, Jesus didn't do life alone. He had a community with him. And although they weren't the most perfect people, he had community with him. Those 12 disciples, they may not have ridden with him to the end, but they were there. That was his community. And you need one too. Find other women who are like-minded, who want to grow, who are smart, who are God-fearing, who could hold you accountable. Stop hanging out with those friends who are not going to do nothing for you. Who, when you leave, after you hang out with them, you leave more dry than a fool. Leave those friends alone. They're not good people. They're not. Don't be afraid to become what you will eventually become. What is that? Older. Yes, you're going to get older, but in life, you're supposed to get older, wiser, smarter, hotter. Shall I continue? I think you get the gist of what I'm saying. Focus on the things that are important. Focus on the now. A lot of times we live in between the past and the present. It's the past and the future. We don't focus on the now. If you don't do what you need to do now, you're always going to feel behind. If you have a homework assignment, you ain't doing it now, you're going to pay for it tomorrow. That F is going to tell you, you paid for it. You didn't want to take care of it now. Okay, this is the repercussions of not doing it now. Sometimes in life, there is no later. Do it now. I'm also telling myself this. Do it now. Take care of it now. Have that conversation now. Apply for that job now. Say you'll do better now. Be consistent now. Work out now. Go wash some dishes now. Now. Sound like a mom, but I'm just saying. And a lot of times when I'm talking about this stuff, I'm talking to myself too. I'm not speaking from a high, righteous point of view. I'm just a girl like the Yap who's smart, got a podcast, and just want to share her perspective with the world. Also, ladies, take care of yourself. Get dressed. If you can, do your nails, do your hair. Look nice. It's true. When you look good, you feel good. It's facts. Also, I want to say, when you find community, immerse yourself in the arts and gain knowledge. Read a book. Gain knowledge. Seek wisdom. You must seek wisdom. You must seek knowledge at all times. But that basically concludes the podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you didn't take this as a rant, but just as some advice I want to share with you. I care about you, so therefore I'm going to talk to you about this. But thank you for listening to continue this conversation. Follow up with me on Instagram, on TikTok. I would say Twitter, but that's just, if you're on Twitter, okay. If you're not, I don't encourage you to get on there. But aside from that, thank you for listening to Take What You Need. Again, this is not a podcast to give you advice. It's a conversational podcast. So take what you need, leave the rest. But I hope this message served its purpose, reached the audience, and something was helpful to you. That's all. Bye.